One of the worst things that we can do is to sin presumptuously against God. That is to say, well, I know I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't say that, or whatever. I know I shouldn't do that, but God will forgive me. So I'll do it. I'll say it. You see, that's a very dangerous way to live. That's presumption, presuming on God's grace, which is so wonderful and free. I think it's a very dangerous thing. In Jesus' temptation, it said the devil took him up unto the holy city, to the temple, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone." He was quoting scripture to Jesus, asking him to presume upon the grace of God, presume and test God, whether God would actually save him. Jesus said you should not test God. Don't presume on God. Listen to what David, the psalmist, says in Psalm 19, beginning with verse 7. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping of them there's great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." You see, David recognized the danger of sinning presumptuously against God. And he said, "If I do not sin presumptuously, I shall be innocent from the great transgression." I would urge each one to walk uprightly with the Lord. There are times when we all stumble and fall. There are times when we don't do our best. There are times when we know the will of God and we don't do it, sins of omission, various things. And these we confess unto God. But I pray that each person will covenant in their heart not to sin presumptuously against God and to test His grace. I think it is a very dangerous thing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, your grace reaches higher than the heavens, deeper than the deepest ocean. Your love demonstrated in your grace is so wonderful. I shall not presume upon your grace, O God. So help me, Lord. Give me strength. I want to walk with integrity. I know that I've stumbled from time to time, but you, Lord, your grace has been sufficient for me. I will not test that grace and tempt the Lord my God. In Jesus' name, amen.